dobbers.
Yeah, look, I'm not on board. It depends on the sort of dobbing. Okay, here's an example of dobbing I'm not okay with. So in a previous job, there used to be a guy who used to dob on a couple of us for just nothing, like for little piddly things. And so we used to call him Dobby. That was his nickname, you know, Dobby off Lord of the Rings. You go, oh, Dobby's at it again. Oh, because it was just like pathetic little things that are just...
He's just,
you
know, a narc, yeah.
Yes, exactly. When you're a work team, you know, it'd be nothing important. So it's just like, no, we're not okay with that. No. So, but, I mean, in the case of crimes and things, of course.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yes,
that's serious.
Of course.
Safety, that's serious.
Absolutely.
However, our employment minister put this statement out a couple of days ago, and it really has... I'll say the word irks, but it's really annoyed me. Michaela Cash put this out.
What we will be doing for employers is introducing an employer reporting line. If someone does apply for a job, they're offered the job and they're qualified for the job, but they say no. The employer will now be able to contact my department and report that person. In the event they do not have a valid reason, they will be breached for that.
Now, who the hell does she think she is? I know she's the minister and it's her portfolio, but this sort of dobbing is not okay, Ali. This is a total invasion and breach of privacy that has just got me, you know, this is my... I suppose my Friday whinge or whatever you want to call it, but I just can't handle the fact that, you know, you're going to lose your potential, you know, JobKeeper payments because you don't take on a job.
That is
stupid.
I completely disagree with you. I have friends that are in various sectors and they're really struggling to find staff because people are just being lazy and deciding to have an extended holiday and stay on JobKeeper.
Why are you saying they're being lazy?
I totally disagree with you. Well, because they're choosing to not go back to either their employment or, you know, they're wasting these employers' time by applying for jobs that they have no intention of taking because they want to just keep getting JobKeeper. So, no, I'm totally on board with Michaela Cash.
Are you saying that you have to accept a job you're offered?
Well, these people have applied for these jobs. Why are they applying?
You've got to do about 20 a month.
Why?
So that's a job a day you've got to apply for to keep your JobKeeper.
Yeah, and so, yeah, but that's exactly right. The whole idea is that you're supposedly trying to get a job. So why would you be concerned about keeping your JobKeeper? You should be trying to get a job.
But see, what about your family situation? You might not be able to head to the particular job that they've given you. The conditions may not be right for your lifestyle.
Well, and you know what? If you got dobbed on and you know you got chased up by the government or whatever, if there were extenuating circumstances which were going to prevent you from taking that job, then I'm sure that you could absolutely put forward your case. But if you're just wasting people's time and going for these jobs and have no intention of taking them up on it, if you get offered it, well, that's, you should be reported.
What if your case is not accepted? You've got to go through all this rigmarole to prove that this job.
It's fair enough to not accept a job if for some reason you logistically or family-wise or something was potentially slightly misrepresented or you didn't get the full picture in the job description, whatever. I mean, that's fair enough. But there are a lot of people who are just taking the pee and staying on JobKeeper just because they're choosing to do that.
But also the fact that an employer can ring up a hotline and dob you in and potentially cut that money off from you is not fair. That's putting your life at another person's hands.
Yeah, okay. So what if you're a business owner? What if you own a restaurant and you have poured your entire life and life savings into it and you cannot get staff because they're all choosing to stay on JobKeeper and you are now going to lose everything that you've worked for your entire life because everyone's just living it up and loving their life on JobKeeper.
But wouldn't you
How would you feel about that then? Wouldn't you be frustrated and wouldn't, after you'd offered the 20th person a job, wouldn't you be so frustrated that you'd be like, I am so sick of this, like, these people are refusing to come and work when I'm offering them perfectly good employment.
Well, of course I'd be frustrated, but you go to the 21st person. You want someone who wants to work for you. You don't want to have to force someone who's sitting in front of you that may have all the qualifications, but they really don't want to work for your business. Then why do you want them?
Because you're about to lose your business because you've got no staff. goodbye to for your entire life of working 60, 70, 80 hour weeks down the toilet because people are choosing to just go to the beach and stay on JobKeeper.
No. This is just over the line as far as I'm concerned. But you know what? The Zinc family can be the final arbiter on this one because you and I are not agreeing. If you want to say, would you dob someone in if this was you? Jodie, what are you saying? You in on this? So you believe in the dobbing situation or you're anti it? What?
To comply with all the rules, I totally agree with dobbing somebody in because there are people that are lazy, that just don't want to work.
I see you are a new start, but you agree an employer could hold their, you know, your future in your hands.
Yeah, if I don't comply with the new start through Centrelink, I get cut off. I get no money whatsoever.
But that's not fair that someone can do that to you, though.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. There are so many people out there that just don't want to work. What about the pickers that usually come in from overseas? Our fruit and prices, our fruit and veggie prices are going to go up. Everybody's going to complain about that. There are people that are capable of working. They just don't want to. They just want to sit back and relax. That's not fair. I would like to go back to work. I'm not allowed to go back to work anymore.
Oh, Jodie. Mm, I'm
sorry
about
to hear
that.
Well,
hello, who we got here?
Yeah, Andy, how you going?
All right.
Yeah, I was just ringing up about your JobKeeper thing.
Yeah.
What do you think, Andy? Should you dob people? Should people be dobbed in or not?
Oh, I wouldn't be dobbing them in, but I'd be bloody, you know, getting up them for not getting out and get the job. Like, there's plenty of work out there. They just need to get off their date and go and do it.
Yeah, but they are. They're actually going for the interview, but maybe the job's not right for them, Andy, and that they can't take it on.
Too bad. It's picky. You need to get work. You got to get off your ass and get work.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm a chippy and I don't like my job, but I've got to do it. You know, like you can't just pick and choose what work you want.
Yeah, well.
I reckon, anyway.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate your thoughts and you sound pretty fired up about this. And I just really feel for the employers that are trying to give people opportunities and they're just turning their nose up at it and being ungrateful. Like we live, how lucky that I just feel like people should think themselves super lucky that they've had the opportunity to be on JobKeeper. We are in a lucky country. How about putting your hand up at the first opportunity you can? And saying, yeah, thanks, that was wonderful. How lucky am I to have been given that money for that time? Now it's time for me to just get out and give it a crack.
What are you saying, Lee?
Well, today it's Bilko, your bad cop, Ali's good cop today. And it's Ali is talking all the sense in the world. I hate Dibby Dobbies who just brown nose up their boss's asses who, you know, just dob in for pathetic little things and stuff. Nobody likes those people. But what Ali is saying, it actually affects how much money the government's spending and people who are just bludging off the system and trying to take advantage. And I think there are a lot out there doing that at the moment. And, but you said you don't want to employ someone who doesn't want to work.
Correct.
But clearly they didn't get the job because they've made it clear they don't really want the job. So you would go on to the next person anyway. But
you don't need to dob them in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because they are picking and choosing about their work, and we as taxpayers are paying them that money. So why should we pay people who are getting fussy? Gee, in my lifetime, I'd love to write down a list of jobs I've done in my life, haven't enjoyed. But I did it because I had to earn some money and I never, ever went on the dole or asked for a handout from the government.
Yeah, well, good on you, Lee. We appreciate your thoughts on that. But I'm quite adamant, Ali, that employers should stay out of it. But
well,
anyway.
Let's see if this changes your mind because I've had an email from Daniel Howard. He's the CEO of Job Match Employment.
Oh, okay.
That we partner with. He said, sorry, Bilko, but he's of the same opinion as me and Michaela Cash. He said these payments are a supplement to help people back into employment and it's not a benefit to live on long term. And he said, whilst he knows that some jobs may be less than one has done previously, it's still a job they can do with ease and he's paying more than a department paycheck. Majority of our clients are assisted wherever possible to overcome barriers. And when they refuse employment, and he said, may I add, they are obligated to be searching for, then we are obligated, as should anyone, to report them to the Dobbin or Dolbludger hotline.
They're obligated.
Well, that's what he said.
Who's going to force them to do it, though?
He said we're obligated because they're refusing employment. So,
all right,
yeah,
you and I won't agree on this.
No, and you know what? We're in a free country. You're entitled to your opinion. I mean, you're wrong.